Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the programs that has just kicked it up during the offseason, and we expected so. Coach Ice Harris at Florida Memorial has done some tremendous things wherever he's been, and his new program, a couple years old now at Florida Memorial, really got to go through one full summer of camps and invited players and such. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, obviously, I hope you had a great holiday, your family and yourself, and certainly. But what a great summer this has been for your program, a program that obviously needed a shot in the arm like this.
First, I'd like to really appreciate you guys for having me on the show. This has always been a great show to be a part of, and I'm definitely, for Florida Memorial and our staff, we definitely like to continue to open up our doors to be able to talk about the things that we're trying to do, you know, in our building our program up until this point. But it's been great. Have an opportunity as a staff to go through a full spring, now going through a summer session in terms of the mini camp that we have now. We have 40 students, athletes that came in for summer B, and we continue to work those guys and get them ready. And when they come to July 21st, when all the team will report to camp officially, and then we'll be able to head in direction that we have the first official training camp that we'll have at Florida Memorial University. It's just been exciting and preparing to that process, you know, up until this point.
You know, I know you're a big off-season guy, so the last couple of years not having that advantage of having that off-season, this has been good for you as far as recruiting. I know that your current team and your building, but looking for the future and having the opportunity to have the 7-on-7s and the camps and such, and having a lot of your current players being at some of those events so some of your incoming players could see that. How is that? Because I know you like that. I know you like the interaction. I know that you like the teaching and having kids on your campus.
That's good. That's been great, you know, for myself, the staff, to be able to have our first, you know, summer camp in terms of 7-on-7, having, you know, one of the camps that we can say, and I'm getting this not just from us, but from a lot of the colleges around, to be able to say that our 7-on-7 was able to hold, you know, in Dade County, you know, all the top high schools at one particular time in the same setting. That was a great opportunity for us to grow and to evaluate and be able to show, you know, South Florida that Florida Memorial is really serious about building the program and trying to get it to that next level. You know, so that's been great. We also had an opportunity to have a youth camp, to have all the youth kids to come out, and we were able to spend some time with them and coaching, and our student athletes that we have on the campus now had an opportunity to go out and lead those drills and making sure that they'd be able to show. And like you mentioned earlier, some of the student athletes that's coming into recruiting, to be able to see that our kids, you know, able to speak the language in terms of what we're doing as coaches, that we were so impressed with, you know, to be able to watch them and evaluate them as well doing that. So it's been a great summer for us, you know, in that direction, headed in the right direction, and understanding the process that goes with camps and learning this from all the other camps and coaches that we've been a part of, you know, being a high school coach. So we're trying to make sure that we continue to grow, you know, in that area.
No doubt. Coach Tim Ice-Harris joining us, Florida Memorial head coach. And here's the one thing, too, Coach, I think you just brought it up about what it takes. There is a transition, and a lot of these kids automatically think, we're in high school, we'll just do the same things. You learned, by being at the University of Miami, just by being around people, that there's a whole big difference. I mean, there's a whole culture change. These kids are not, now you're really on their now they're really on your time. Talk about that, because I think these kids come in, with that idea, that this is just going to be an extension of high school because, hey, they live in Miami Gardens now. They go to school in Miami Gardens still. Talk about how you change that, or does it change itself?
It's a big transition, for young student athletes coming out of high school, even winning state championships and being a part of great programs and great high school coaching. But the foundation in terms of what college brings to the table and the intensity in terms of what's got to happen day in and day out and managing your schedule, and we see that now. We have with our summer B session, with the kids coming in and we go out and we do a weight room and we go out and do some conditioning, and those staff, and it's a different mindset. That they really understanding that, they're not in the condition or in the shape that they need to be in to be able to play football, at this level. And no matter what my rewards were coming out of high school. So now that's been a great transition. They understand it and they get an opportunity to understand the process, the difference between the guys that's in camp with them now who's been in the program and with them coming in, how far away that they have to go to close that gap to be able to come in and compete right away, as a freshman.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, also the thing is you've had more time to work with your team. I mean, in the last – since the COVID restrictions have eased a lot, I mean, you're getting a lot of these kids, spring-wise, you had a really solid spring. You had a tremendous game. You had so much go on to promote the program and to get the program. Talk about where you're at now, as far as your team and the roster. Because I know how you are. You want to get that roster as close to the best as you can for this coming season. Are you a long way off of completing your roster and getting your 2-3 deep? Or are you're a lot further than you thought you would be?
We can say we're a lot further than we thought we'll be, at this point with a lot of things that happened with COVID and missing some kids in that transition. And now it's continued recruiting for us. And I know around the country, it's never stopped. So you continue to keep recruiting. And as a staff, we feel great about, once everybody get to camp, we'll be at 100 plus. In terms of student athletes competing and having the opportunity to make sure that they can put themselves in a position to help us, take this program to the next step and to that national level that we came here to be on. We're not going to shy away from that part of what we hear. And we understand it's the process part of everything, but we want to make sure when we're recruiting, we're bringing in the guys who love the game. If they don't love it, they won't be able to hang in there with us. If they like the game, they'll be ran off because we coach too hard for that. You got to love it to be able to stay in the process of where we're going and where we've been, from us as from our past to now going to where we're going at in the future. You got to love it. And we feel great about our position, where we're at now. And now we just got to continue to keep, laying the things that we have to make sure from our professional development. And our kids that we have on the campus, they got to see a difference in us as well, too, that things are a little different, since they've been here. They got to see how we grow, as coaches as well, to make sure that we're ready to show that we're ready to take this next step where we're headed at, come August when the season starts in Jacksonville, with Everett Waters.
Good stuff. One of the best to do it, Coach Tim Ice-Harris at Florida Memorial. Coach, again, thanks so much. for letting us in on your holiday weekend, and we'll keep in touch, and obviously, you know, we'll have you on plenty.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. You guys continue to do the great work. You know, you guys really impact not just coaches, but I know definitely the student athletes all over the country. You guys do an awesome job, and we want to make sure that we show our appreciation. We always want to be a part of where you guys are headed at, you know, with developing young
people.
Good
stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Coach Tim Ice-Harris, as I said, as good as there's ever been to do it. Detailed, great coaching, great mind, disciplinarian. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.